off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's nonprofit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Let me have one of those porno magazines. Large box of condoms, a bottle of Old Harper, a couple of those panty shields, and some illegal fireworks, and one of those disposable enemas. Make it two.
To learn more about the diverse array of programming on CITR 101.9 FM, why not visit citr.ca?
All right, and you are listening to Stereo Blues on CITR 101.9 FM. Today we have a very special guest, Klein, who's going to be doing some live mixing, but we'll just start off with a track from Peace, and this is Your Hand in Mine.
Thursday, March 28th at the Media Club. It's the Winter Myths music video release party featuring their new song, Our Love, with special guests Mind of Snail. Tickets are available at Red Cat Records, Zulu Records, High Life, and Northern Tickets. Sponsored by CITR.
Louder than the lion's roar.
Your project use a little more funding? On Saturday, April 6th at Cineworks, it's Grant Writing Demystified, Guidance for Independent Media Artists. Join instructors Peg Campbell and Walter Kwan from the BC Arts Council as they delve into the domain of public funding for film and video projects and grant writing for arts councils. For more information, go to cineworks.ca/events.
All right, and we are back in studio, and we have Taylor Klein.
Yes, hello.
So can you tell the listeners a bit about yourself?
My name's Taylor Klein. I just go by the DJ alias Klein. Just my last name, nothing too fancy or spectacular. I'm not originally from Vancouver. I grew up in Calgary and then moved out here straight out of high school to go to Emily Carr, and just been doing like the school game for a while now.
Yeah, for too long. So what kind of stuff are you doing at Emily Carr?
Emily Carr, just gonna get my degree in BFA, so a Bachelor of Fine Art.
Okay,
and then,
cool.
Just doing mostly like painting and illustration right now. And I don't know, it's kind of weird, like, since I'm getting a degree in fine art, like, I figured why not just, like, take everything I can. So, like, I think I'm taking, like, just a bunch of like, random classes, like, sound design and...
Oh, nice. Yeah. I didn't know that they had that there, actually.
They have, like, two classes, and the professors are super dope. Like,
nice.
They're both, like, really rad dudes. So, I think they should do more, like, sound stuff. I don't know.
Okay, that's sick.
Yeah, it's pretty... You know, the classes are super awesome. Like, it taught me a lot about... just like, I don't know, when you make like tunes and stuff, it just made me like open up more to like sound and like audio in terms of like just like dynamics of sound. Yeah, super cool.
So when did you like start mixing?
I bought my first set of turntables. It's a funny story. I always hung around this like record shop. And clothing
Megatunes?
Shop. No, not Megatunes.
Not Megatunes.
Yo, rest in peace, Megatunes, though.
I know. That was like a year ago.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Sad.
Terrible. Oh. Terrible. But I hung around a record shop / clothing store at Giant 45.
Okay.
And like a lot of the dudes there got me into music because they'd always be there. They had turntables set up, so they'd be like playing. I'd be like 16, 15, be like, oh my God, like what is this?
Yeah.
And then I remember I saved up and bought one of those like shitty like belt drive DJ in a boxes kind of thing, so it came with like the crappy headphones and turntables and all that. And I remember buying just like a shit ton of records from like, I don't know, like Donna Summers, Bee Gees to like classical, like weird stuff, and just like tried to mix them. I was like, I can't do this. And then I went to the Giant 45 and they actually showed me like singles and how to mix and stuff like that. So I've been doing that, like DJing, playing music since I was like 16, and then been making music for probably like a year and a half.
Okay, so like writing your own stuff?
Yeah, writing my own tunes. I'll be playing a bunch of them today.
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I've been getting like, and I've been pretty fortunate with like playing shows out in Vancouver. I'm fortunate enough to have a residency at Shine.
Oh, nice. I didn't even know that they had residencies there.
It's kind of weird. It's just like it's on a Tuesday.
Okay.
And it's in the back room for right now, but my homie Barley started it up. And it's all like just a homie hangout, really. Like,
sweet.
We have a bunch of people from the Lighted Crew coming in, like DJ Kier, Max Ulis, Cal Malka, and homie Dub, Jake Dub Conscious. So those guys are going to roll through. It's just like a good hangout. And then pretty fortunate to have a monthly party at Fortune.
Called
Secret City, and so my homie Patrick McManus, Point and Click.
Sweet.
We have a bass set coming in today, actually, like this Friday's Secret City at Fortune.
Oh, nice. Are you playing that show as well?
Yeah. Okay. It's in the livestock room, and we have a bass set coming in. She's like a super fantastic DJ.
Awesome
person. Yeah, we usually just do weird shit, like set up video games, like Turtles in Time on the Super Nintendo, so people can play video games while we play tunes and stuff.
That's sick. I feel like Fortune has changed a lot in the past year, though. Like, it's gotten so much better.
Yeah.
Personally?
Well, yeah. I don't know. Like, since, like, not growing up here, like, I don't necessarily know, like, the history of the clubs and whatnot in Vancouver. But I can definitely feel that there's definitely, like, transition, not necessarily, like, in, like, the clubs and stuff like that, but in music in general. Like, I feel like everything is, like, opening up right now. And people are not being secluded to like a specific genre. Like, they'll always be like the mainstream stuff in the club, but in terms of like what people are playing and experimenting with, I think a lot of people are opening up, which is really awesome, super rad.
So you're just like starting to like write and stuff. Is like, where are you getting your influences from?
Oh man, influences everywhere. It's kind of like it's pretty awesome being able to like paint and illustrate, because I feel that my painting and illustration feeds off into my music feeds off into my art. So it's just kind of like a weird balance in that sense. But in terms of my influences, it's just like everyday life, just funny, quirky things and just like how I'm feeling during the day and cool. All that. I don't know. Definitely comes like within.
That's awesome. So we can play. Want to play some tracks?
Yeah, yeah. I'll do like a little mix. Do we have like an hour-ish?
Well, about 50. Yeah, approximately.
Until I'll like do like a just a little mix and then I'll stop whenever I feel like it. I guess.
Okay.
I
don't know. Just come back and chat. Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah, awesome. Totally. Yeah, right. So we'll just break for like another PSA.
Yeah. Totally.
Saturday, March 23rd at Fortune Sound Club, Kitty Pride, a rare unicorn rapper traipsing across the rainbows of the blogosphere with special guests Young Brazed, Lady Friend, and DJ Woe Bangs. Tickets available at High Life, Zulu, DIPT, Red Cat, and Beat Street. Sponsored by CITR.
Taylor Swift, 45 on my hip, and I'll lift up a switch up hip hop with a riff dap if no downloads, cause I am not gifted.
Settle this like you got some players, so we can get into some games. I will say B, Peru. I'll do it.
And that's your final answer?
Yes.
You can buy a new car. You just want
$33,055.78.
To everyone who donated to this year's fund drive, CITR would like to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you to everyone who helped us meet and exceed our goal of $30,000. Your generous donations help us support local artists, businesses, and marginalized voices in the community. Here's to another 75 years of campus and community radio.
All right, awesome. And that was so sick. Those were all like original.
Yeah, all original tunes. A couple of them are going to be for free download on my SoundCloud.
Nice.
But they're not like up. I have like a couple downloads that you can do, but on the sidebar it just says free tunes and has like a Mediafire link. Mediafire Records.
Mediafire. Totally. Okay, what was the one that you said you had done a few days ago?
Oh, the Don't Worry. That was the one that had kind of like those owl sounds in it.
Yeah. Were there strings in there as well, kind
yeah,
of? Okay.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. That's, I don't know, just kind of like experimenting with like the lo-fi sound of things. I know like the trap stuff's getting pretty big, but like...
Trap stuff.
Like trap music and whatnot. It's like the southern rap, and now it's like taking over the bro steps.
So, I've never
I don't know.
Heard
it's like,
before.
It's weird, but definitely have some like hip-hop influences for my music. Always have, so I don't know.
Awesome.
Just getting her done.
Hey, so it's your birthday, like your birthday party coming up tonight, which I just found out.
Yeah. Well, my birthday was on Wednesday, but I guess the party shenanigans is going down tonight at Fortune. Every month, me and my homie Patrick goes by Point and Click. We throw a monthly party called Secret City in the livestock room at Fortune.
Mm-hmm.
And we just set, I don't know, we're a bunch of goofs. So we like set up like weird visuals and like video games and stuff. So come by. Yeah.
That's awesome. When does it start?
It's in the livestock room. There's like a bunch of fashion shows and stuff going on like beforehand.
Oh, okay. No worries.
In the main room. And I think that they want us, they usually start from like 12 to 2 because that's when like the party gets going and when they want it to be like busy and whatnot.
So is there going to be like candles and a cake, do you think?
I don't know.
Cupcakes?
I don't know what's going on. I got a cake on Wednesday, so like I'm good for cake.
What kind of cake did you get?
You know, Patrick made me a cake.
Oh, that's the best.
It was a concoction of like various like angel food cake and like regular like chocolate icing. So I don't know, it was good. And then there's some like weird like ice cream cake thing. I don't know.
So
my homies helped me out. Yeah.
So he made like a combination of the two?
They bought one and then they made another one.
So two cakes?
Yeah, we needed two cakes because, I should say this. Every Wednesday, like our collective Chapel Sound, we broadcast every Wednesday night. And we just like have our jam sessions and it's always open invite. So if you like hit us up and want to know the address of the house where we broadcast, you guys, like anybody's really welcome to come.
Oh,
come
nice.
Down, like drink beers and...
So that's like
music.
In conjunction with Chapel Sound?
Yeah. Like on the Wednesdays, it's like Chapel Sound. Like the way that we started was we just kind of, I don't know, we were just like a bunch of people that really are like have the same kind of mindset with music and just are down to do community stuff. So we just started broadcasting our jams and then I guess a few people kind of picked it up and we kind of got the ball rolling where we're able to like throw shows and open for big people like, I don't know, Chapel Sound's like a definitely super inspiring for me. Like I know that the other dudes do really well. There's like so many. I don't wanna forget anybody, so I don't wanna list everybody off, but you all know who you are. And if you just go to www.chapelsound.com, we have our Ustream up and you can like watch like previous Wednesdays and whatnot.
Oh, so it's like a live video stream kind of
thing?
Yeah,
it's almost like a Boiler Room-esque kind of thing where like there's like record parties and stuff like that. Yeah.
That's awesome. And you're also an in-residence...
Oh, yeah, at Shine. Yeah, yeah.
Artist.
Homie. Yeah, homie Barley hooked me up with that gig. It's every Tuesday at Shine in the back room for right now. We're hoping to work our way to the front room and get things pretty busy. But, it's just like it sounds way better than it did, like, years ago back there, by the way. And it's just like a little kind of box room where it gets kind of intimate and definitely lots of good people that come out.
And what day was that again? What days are those?
Every Tuesday.
Every Tuesday.
Every
okay.
Tuesday, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Another exciting thing is I just got word that I'm going to be playing Bass Coast.
Nice.
So very excited about that.
And they changed their locations. It's in like Merritt.
Yeah, it's in Merritt now. I shouldn't, like, I don't know why they did that. Probably just because of some bylaws or something. But I know Merritt's like a beautiful city, and from what I've heard, like, they've been really welcoming for the Bass Coast community. So I don't know. I went last year, and it's just super awesome vibes. People, like,
I've heard good things about it.
Yeah, it's an amazing festival. Like, I'm super honored and blessed to like play there. I don't know. I'm still like buzzing about it. Yes.
That's so, like, aside from Bass Coast, is there anything you're like working on for the future? Is it like just continuing to play and make music?
Yeah, I don't know. I have a bunch of tunes that I haven't really like released or like set out at all. I'm hoping to send those to like some record labels.
Mm-hmm.
See what happens with that. I don't know. I it's kind of weird right now because I'm super like unknown and like. So it's kind of hard to, like, send labels, tunes, even, like, local ones and stuff like that. Like, I don't know. I kind of just prefer to set my stuff, like, build a bunch of tunes and set out, like, a free pack or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I could link up with, a label and just be like, yo, like, all these for free, I prefer to do that. Because, like, this day and age, like, everybody's, like, kind of just, like, looking for the free tunes. And I think people, like, appreciate that more almost, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. I don't know. We'll see what happens. I'll keep building my library.
library
the media of tunes. Fire. Yeah, Media Fire Records.
What's up?
Yeah.
Awesome. So is there like one last track you'd like to play before we say goodbye?
How much time do we have actually?
We have like about 5 minutes.
5 minutes? Okay, I might can I play like a clips of tunes then?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, because my homie Boa has an album or like EP release coming out, and he's like a super awesome dude. He's super intelligent when it comes to music.
Mm-hmm.
I'll play some of it, like a tune off of his EP, and then my other homie Ape Purin, he's doing big things. He just came out with another release, so I'll play one of his tunes off that called Over It, and the other one is Boa.
Great. Cool. Well, thanks so much for coming.
Yeah, thank you. Yes.
And thanks to everyone for listening. It's Klein's birthday party.
Yay.
Tonight. Come to Fortune. Woo. It'll be great.
There's okay. Going to be pinata.
Pinata.
This is Barry Lord, and I'm
Vancouver painter. What breeze?